Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. When was the last time you got up in the morning, went to your closet, and struggled with a decision about what you'd wear that day? Probably this morning, I suspect. But let's take a trip back a few years. More specifically, how about 150 years ago or so to Russian-American Sitka? Unless you were a member of the privileged class, you probably didn't have many clothing decisions to make, because you most likely didn't have that many clothes. It is actually quite challenging for historians to tell us exactly what early Russian common people wore, for little actual clothing has survived to show us samples of daily dress. Why? Mostly because common people did not save their clothing. Instead, because fabric was so valuable, they handed down or remade their clothing, and then when they could no longer recycle the clothes, they cut the fabric into rags. Thus, an accomplished seamstress was in great demand by all. In 1980, second-generation Sitkin, Louise Brightman, retold a story passed down to her from her family about how sewing and the lack of communication could lead to strained relations, at least between the Russians and the Americans after the transfer. When the American wives first came to join their husbands in Sitka, there was much rivalry between them and the few Russian women that had stayed. But after a while, the American women really needed new clothing and called on a Russian woman, well known for her sewing abilities. The Russian seamstress came to the door and asked, "What do you wish for me to sew?" in her native Russian. Well, the Americans did not speak any Russian, and the Russian word for sew, it sounds very much like the four-letter English word for a bodily function that is necessary, but certainly not a topic for polite conversation. Trying to be the gracious host and an ambassador of goodwill between the cultures, one of the American ladies, not quite understanding what was said, kindly took the Russian woman to the bathroom. The Russian seamstress believed that the American women meant for her to sew in the bathroom, and the once helpful Russian seamstress left in a huff. Needless to say, diplomacy was not achieved that day. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.